The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. With the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, we naturally think of Christ's redemption for us personally, how His shed blood washes away our sin and guilt, and how His resurrected life makes possible that we can actually be what He created us to be. The wonder of this cannot be fully described, but it can be fully experienced. However, as we mature in Christ, once we've received Him as our Lord, His life within us desires to flow in an outwardly direction. And if we allow Him to do that to its farthest extent, His resurrected life will shape the institutions of the culture so that those institutions will become vessels through which His truth can flow to the next generation. The institution of civil government will then protect, by law, the right of that truth of Christ's kingdom to flow to the next generation. America's founders understood that this was civil government's responsibility. They never envisioned the government being hostile to the church. Any honest individual who researches their writings will reach that conclusion. Founding Father and 6th President John Quincy Adams made plain the connection between Christianity and our nation's liberties when he stated, quote, "Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior, that it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel? Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized civil government on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth? That it laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity?" Early Supreme Court Judge Joseph Story wrote a set of commentaries on the U.S. Constitution. Since he lived during the founders' time, he well understood what their aim was in creating our national government. Concerning the relationship of the civil government to the church's mission of taking the gospel to the next generation, he wrote these words in his Exposition of the Constitution of the United States in 1840. Quote, "Probably, at the time of the adoption of the Constitution," he said, "the general sentiment in America was that Christianity ought to receive encouragement from the state, insofar as was compatible with the private rights of conscience. The real object of the First Amendment was not," he said, "to advance other religions by prostrating Christianity, but to prevent any national church." End quote. This statement makes clear that America's founders intended their governments to support what they called general Christianity. General Christianity meant the belief that the Creator was the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the belief in the Bible's view of man and all of life. Our founders knew that those beliefs were the foundation of all civil liberty. They knew if those truths were not taught to each generation, that this republic could not long endure. Liberty and the republic which protected it would be lost. This explains why we're in the mess in which we now find ourselves. The phony idea that separation of church and state means the government should block the Christian message from all schools and public places is destroying the very foundation on which this nation's liberties rest. Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Shouldn't we be insisting our governments protect the flow of the Christian message to our children in public places? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. The preceding message has been taken in part from our new book, For Such a Time as This. This book gives the biblical perspective of over 50 current issues. You can order For Such a Time as This at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.